Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
You're hearing TMA all day on KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. Featuring the morning after, live from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then a full show replay from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Followed by the best of TMA from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And another same day replay starting at 10 p.m. Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA all day.
I'm gay.
Now.
The Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
And the Hoosiers of the game. We'll be
yep,
married
is,
in
you
the
wanna
Sunflower
hear it.
Garden.
You want to hear this,
on
Michael?
Friday afternoon. We'll walk that 18th fairway singing this tune. Your stepdad's in bleach. They play on my mind like a song. Free Dodo, it's you that I love. It's you that I miss when I'm gone. Well, it's Iggy and Swole, DJ Gabe, Timmy Tom, Moe Sween, and it's the Tushy Booth, and it's Timmy's perfect swing.
I've often described my swing as perfect, Timmy. As perfect as the Tushy Booth.
And the spirit of apparently he was handed a script and did this without music in the background, and they added the music, and it was so off.
So I've noticed this year that on Twitter, Dotem will put the pictures of the guys
like
in the
AI
bathroom
pictures.
With food.
Yeah.
Is he still doing that?
I've noticed it pop up here and there.
It's quite a combination.
It's nice, isn't it?
Sitting on a toilet with some cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries, and there's some like on the ground.
Whatever the
shoe.
Food might be, you can substitute it any way you want. Tacos.
Yeah, Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour here on TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Design Air Heating and Cooling email today coming your way at 9:45. Jackson and I get our asses ripped for an hour on 101 ESPN after that. And in studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, look, it's our friends from the Illinois Recovery Center,
yes.
Chris and Eric. In studio.
Are you guys getting made today? Look at you. Shoot your cuffs, boy.
Oh, I like that. Shoot your cuffs, boy. I like that. What do you think of the look? What do you think? Is he going to be invited over now? I mean, me and Wellington were there earlier.
Speaking of, that syrup you have at my house.
The chocolate?
I was going to bring it. Do you guys clean anything when you're done? Or do I have to do all that?
That's why we have you.
Just put the remote back.
That's why you're a gracious host.
You're a gracious host. Yeah, the way Jackson's looking, maybe he can join now.
What do you think? Didn't you come over a couple weeks ago and take a ride?
Take a ride.
That's hearsay. It's hearsay.
Yeah, Jackson's a man in love, you know.
I do know that.
He's a real man. Oh, yeah, I like you guys have to pass the microphone back and forth.
Sorry, Eric.
That's Eric's okay. Got one right there.
This one's live.
This one's actually good.
That's the one with the prophylactic on it.
Got it. I've seen that.
See that?
Yeah.
Safety
first.
You got some extra ones over here.
Yeah, in case you want any. Choose your mic condom you want. We got them here.
Eric,
only the best.
Did you guys hear Eric in the bathroom before the show?
Oh, no. What was going on?
Well, he's got a powerful stream.
A lot of groaning.
Look at him.
Is that what that was?
We have that door sponsored.
It was a flush. We just got this text. That song is my annual reminder that some absolute dorks listen to this show. That's from the Crystal City Clamhammer. What an unfortunate comment, because I think it's a beautiful tribute to the Masters, which will get underway here in, 7 minutes is our understanding with the weather. Jackson just got up and left, and he went over to the YouTube. That usually tells me something is wrong, Chris. That's usually what that tells me. Is that the case?
Just adjusting the camera with two people in frame.
Smart, shrewd move.
What a professional.
He is.
I would have left it as is. That's really, that's above and beyond
material. How are things going up in Cape Cod?
Yeah, sweet, sweet Kai. You know, you heard from sweet, sweet Kai earlier. Yeah. It's Jackson's buddy. He's a little sideways here with Chris.
Oh.
And that's...
Well, what happened?
He's more, not sideways, he's more bent over.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been
taking
servicing him. He's very submissive with me and you, very dominant with Jackson's buddy, sweet, sweet Kai.
He's a little hottie.
He's a cute 26-year-old man. So much to get to here, and of course, it's great to have you guys in studio. Illinois Recovery Center, you've heard us talking about Illinois Recovery Center on TMA now for a number of months, and the work you guys are doing over there. Now I see your commercial on television as well. So let's talk about how things are going here.
Just trying to spread the message. You know, it's a message of hope, but that there's availability for help.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that there's places or many places in this area. A lot of people think and have a predisposition that either you're going to a hospital to get clean and sober, a jail cell to get clean and sober, or you're down to Florida or to Passages of Malibu. And that's not, it's not accurate. So we're just trying to get the word out there that we're here. Open June 12th. So we're tomorrow will be 10 months.
How about that?
Yeah. Had over 350 clients come through in that amount of time. And,
wow, is that right? I was wondering what the numbers were. 350 have come through?
The data's been, it's hope-inspiring. There's some people, I mean, a lot of it's local.
Sure.
I would say we have had people from all corners of the country, but
Michigan, Nebraska, Iowa, couple surrounding states.
To serve our community, you know, be here in Southern Illinois, and this, and I know Iggy struggles with that river, but it's the Metro East.
Crossing it isn't that bad.
I didn't see him. He didn't struggle with the river when he was getting sideways with Stormy Daniels.
He made it really easily then.
Yep, that is true.
But, you know, we're 15 minutes from the river. It's not. So we serve the St. Louis community, and where we grew up in Belleville, Swansea, Fairview Heights, O'Fallon, you know, St. Clair County, and it's really been a gift, a pleasure to our staff is first and foremost the success story. We have
absolutely
people that are some, you know, our executive director is incredible, works, reports to Eric. He drives from an hour and 15 minutes each way every day for work.
Oh, is that right? Do you?
Outside of Sullivan.
Most of our staff is on the Missouri side, about on average an hour commute one way. Every day.
As much as we'd love to overpay them, it's not they're not doing it. They love. They're so passionate. We're doing it. We feel the right way, and we can put our stamp on that. You know, it's education and healing. And what we want to kind of drive home today is our family program. We feel when somebody asks Eric and I what separates us, both of us instantly, and Eric knows this more than anyone, it's our family program.
So what, when you say family program, Eric, elaborate on that.
So we try to take the approach to when someone's coming in, you know, that individual needs help, but just as or equally as important as the family that have been banged up and endured a lot through the individual, the addict or the alcoholics, you know, suffering through their disease, the family often needs time to cure and mend and get better and resources, whether in regards to therapy or just someone to listen and provide education to that family members or those family members. So on the weekends, we have part of our visitation process is that while you can visit your loved one or a relative or a friend in treatment, part of it is the family education that you have to participate in. So it's easy for all of us to say, no, that person or my brother or sister or whoever is getting help, they just need to get help. But the family visitation and education allows the family to have the resources and learn with the loved one mm-hmm. that's struggling with the disease of addiction. So it really gets the input from the family and allows them that time to heal from a clinical standpoint as well. And it's been very successful for the families to participate in the recovery of the loved one.
For those who are interested, it's IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. The number is 888-472-9559. And, you know, 350 people coming through there. I'm curious what the impetus is for people to make the decision to come in. Because 350 people have made the decision to do it, and it's not an easy decision to make, whether it be the person himself or herself or the family members, friends.
And before we answer that, of that 350, it's the most diverse group of people that I've ever seen in my life. This disease doesn't care who you want to sleep with. It doesn't care what color your skin is. It doesn't care about who you vote for, what your tax bracket is. And to be in the room with at any given day with this most diverse group of people that are connected by this illness is powerful. It's a little eye-opening. Learned a lot from them every day. And I bring that up because of those 350 people, we've had someone in their 80s come by and get...
Is that right? Wow.
And it was... before we did this, before I was on this side of the recovery world, I did not... I would have said, it's not somebody's in their 80s. Early 80s, they're not going to get treatment. They're going to, I mean, you know, you're baked in, you're 80, you're not going to change. And was I just blown away. What a story of hope that somebody is still, we've had people in their 70s come. I mean, it is, it's incredible that somebody has said, I'm done. I want to, no matter how much time I have left on this earth, I want to be liberated of this.
It goes into what you asked, Tim, is every individual, when we move at the speed of pain. So once the pain is great enough to make that change and sacrifice some of the things or lifestyle we're living when we're in active addiction, it really, that gift of desperation allows us to make that ultimate determination, whether indirectly or directly, that... I'm finally willing to get help. Mm-hmm. So, but the gift of desperation allows us that moment to say, what shall I do? Somebody, let me know what is available, what can be done. And that's when it takes the individual to that next step and being open-minded enough that there's a new way of life.
And it goes to the family program. And Mike, you probably understand this. You know, we're pretty adjacent in some of the work we do. The family, unbeknownst to them, sometimes are the chief, oftentimes are the chief enablers of someone's active addiction or behavioral health concerns. And it's not a shot or a judgment that they're enabling. It's out of love. I mean, you love someone to death sometimes, moms especially, and to bring them in and educate them on what that looks like, what boundaries are that will help the person, their family, loved one in recovery, and how they can help, you know, heal themselves and have, you know, boundaries are only as strong as the accountability behind it. But what enabling looks like, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not buying them alcohol, but I'm buying them groceries.
Right.
Well.
Or I'm giving them a ride somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, all of that adds up. And it, to Eric's point, it's delaying that pain to get great enough for the Eric and Chris of the world to say, I'm done.
Or I'm paying for their apartment or I'm paying for their car. I mean, I've been lucky enough to be on your guys' campus a few times. You know, certainly have done plenty of work in the mental health area. And the thing that I loved about your guys' campus, or that I still love, is that when you go there, all the rooms and the sitting areas and the furniture is modern, and there's flat screen televisions. It has like a modern feel, and it feels like a place where almost like a high end hotel, right? And I feel like it was a place when I had the feel for it and just kind of hanging out at your guys' facility. It just seemed like a place where I'd want to go and not just go, but also stay for a while. Because, I mean, some of the places I've seen in the recovery space, some of them are dated. Some of them are dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are – it's super clean. The last time I was there, you were beginning your transition on your gymnasium. What's up with that? Because, I mean, in my mind, exercise is a huge thing. It's a huge thing to get healthy and well.
It's Eric's in there three times a day. It's fully it's full, open, equipped. We host alumni events and outside meetings in the gym. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the gym's that's his baby.
It's what you alluded to, Mike, is the physical component of our recovery.
Yes.
You know, part of my recovery is working out, is that physical exhaustion, you know, to remove the anxiousness or any of the byproducts that come with the disease of addiction. And a gymnasium, it's a lot of square footage for being here in the Midwest during the winter months. And it allows for an area for clients to come through, and whether it's play basketball or pickleball or volleyball, and we have, you know, free weights and cardio room as well. So the physical component allows the individual at a couple times a day, because our schedule is in the morning and in the afternoon, allows for the clients to go get that physical exertion, that physical exhaustion to really calm down the mind, because sometimes through the course of the day, it's our thought patterns. It's the disease itself. We're our own worst enemy. So the physical component, Mike,
you talked about that before. It's lost on people even now how important exercise is. And certainly it's great to exercise yourself to exhaustion and, you know, have the endorphins really pop. But even like if you're not like an athletic person, like even if you're out just walking, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's another thing I love about your campus is it has kind of like a small college campus feel to it.
I agree with that.
Just the way it kind of sits, and then where the gym is, and I can't say enough about the inside of those rooms. You know, whether it's a sitting area with beautiful new couches and brand new beds, and everything is just in fact, Chris, we talked back in December. You know, I had a person that I thought about bringing there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really get them to agree to go, right? At the end of the day, it's their decision,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, sure.
But that was my first option as far as trying to get someone, in a better place.
We appreciate it so much. And it is where I went to rehab it was a dirty hospital.
Yep. I've had season tickets at dirty hospitals.
You know what I mean? And like the second I walked behind the doors, I could not wait to leave. And to your point earlier,
you're counting the minutes.
I can hang out here for a couple weeks.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's important too that we don't we the administration building where the learning and we have our group rooms and where we do all our learning in the cafeteria is separate. It's a separate building completely to where they sleep. So you're always walking around the campus and you know they have their residence, which is separate from where they're learning. And I think that offers a little bit of independence.
It breaks up the monotony, too, of being in the eating, sleeping, learning, all under the same building, the same roof. When I went to treatment, you get the feeling of cabin fever a little bit. So,
The system of a client is what we've always stated, and that includes this family that we're talking about. And on the front end, we're able – the director of our family program, Kevin Bunton's amazing. He can vet if we're bringing in someone and then we're going to discharge them to, and I say family, but it could be boyfriend, spouse.
Right.
That may
support
not be
system.
Best. Yeah, sure. We are able to vet that early if returning this client to that system is the right thing. You know, we don't want to send somebody back to an abusive relationship or to a house that is everyone's using but the person that's just getting out of rehab. So we're able to vet that, and once we do, that's when we bring the family in, the moms, the dads, whoever wants to participate, and they meet individually with Kevin and then holistically with the client, and it's all about education and helping set up the best path of success for all parties. It's a disease of a family, and I always say there's a stat out there, and I think I'm underplaying it, but there's 7 people that are affected by our active addiction in our circle on average. So when you are using and drinking your life away, you're effing up 7 people.
Yeah.
If you get clean and transform your life, you're transforming 7, 8 lives, because it's you know, everybody's a little bit codependent, and that's just how it works. So, and none of this is of extra charge to our facility. That's also what separates us. This is a part of our program.
Yeah, to your point, it's like there's a trickle-down effect, right? Like you have the person who's addicted or that's mentally ill, and they're struggling with their mental illness or their addiction, and then it trickles down to either their spouse or their kids or their aunts and uncles, whoever's closest to them, right? And, you know, I've done a lot of bipolar coaching over the years, mm-hmm, right?
Right,
well,
right.
It's interesting because sometimes I'll actually talk more to the parents or the spouse of the person who actually sure. has the disorder, right? Because they need just as much help as the person who's ill.
Yeah.
Eric's had a sidebar conversation with me multiple times that, Chris, mom's sick.
Yeah.
Mom's sick. Like, and it's
really
not
a real
shot.
Thing. Yeah.
It's a,
right. it's a fact.
We got to help her almost harder.
What
than
you said, us. Mike, the family is often sicker than the individual struggling. Right. And that's an uncomfortable statement. Nobody likes to hear that. You know, but it's often the case. And it's because when you're in active addiction, the individual in active addiction, they get to escape through a drink or a substance and right. numb out those emotions.
We're la-la-land.
Yeah. As a way to cope, where the family oftentimes does not get that opportunity. So they are in the thick of it 24/7. And they don't have that great escape that the individual in active addiction has through that substance they're struggling with. Yeah. So
it's a nasty little kind of trail that sure. it leaves, you know, no sure. matter what the condition is.
And the cycle, it continues until somebody breaks it.
Sure.
And that can be, I've seen it where it's generational. I've lived that in my own life with my son where there's issues that, you know, we've adopted them, but there's issues with generational. And you invokes compassion on a person that's maybe lost their children to the system because they were grown up in a, you know, a meth house. Like that's who their parent, and then it just continues to go. And I'll never forget on that day that his paternal grandfather said, he's going to break the cycle because of this. And we see that so often with people that come in, moms that come in, that their breaking points, that they are on the fringe or have lost their child to foster care, they come see us and they stay with us, and it's the beginning of a healing, but they can break that cycle. And then I've seen reunification happen so many times in that world where moms get clean and sober and get their kids back. And there's a lot of judgment, but it doesn't matter. It's actually a beautiful
It's powerful, too, yeah, when you see someone that can actually apply what they've learned and kind of shift from a place that's nasty into a place of good health.
Some of the – and then what they do is turn around and they reach their hand back to the people that are struggling and become a part of this army that against this disease. They become some of the biggest advocates, and mm-hmm. and they have credibility in this subject. As Eric and I both were – I mean, speak for Eric, but I was a piece of, you know, blank at the end, they just didn't care. And it's crazy. And Jackson came over a couple weeks ago for my tenure and made out with my wife. No, I'm kidding.
Is that true? Is that true? Is that part true? We're getting a bunch of texts while you guys
Any
are
hot guys
talking.
In that text inbox?
I would imagine everybody in here, because this one is from Deke Dotum, and he might
my
be
man.
He is the hottest of them all, I think. He says, I'm curious, what is the most common addiction / mental health issue / disease that you're seeing in 2024?
That's a great question, because it surprised me when we reviewed the data. I'll let Eric answer that.
Yeah, so it's, you know, the opiate epidemic's been prevalent for many years now, and we hear about the fentanyl and the overdoses, how tragic and how many of them there are. But to the question is, we pulled our data and there's 60 to 70% of our clients that have came through the doors have struggled with alcohol. And that was a surprise. That was a surprise to the team. Being here in the Midwest and, you know, the overdose deaths and everything, we started going down the rabbit hole on, it was just shocking to hear it be that substance.
You know, it's, anybody, everybody, it's legal to drink. You're 21 and over. You can you can use that. It's, but I would have thought it was at least 50-50 or more towards the opioids, fentanyl. One of the scary things that's important to kind of allude on that is there's now, I don't know if the listeners are familiar with xylazine, and Eric can talk more about it, but people that come in as alcoholics or opioids or they're testing positive for this stuff. It's a, an animal tranquilizer that's similar, mimics heroin. I don't want to misspeak on what xylazine actually is, but it's being put in everything. And as a as parents, for those of you that have kids, it's the scariest thing.
Yeah, it's been used. We've seen it in as a cutting agent, let's say that, in fentanyl. And it's becoming prevalent in all other substances, whether that's cocaine or methamphetamine.
Weed.
Yeah, weed as well. And individuals have came in. We had a client come through that struggled with alcohol and said he occasionally smoked weed. And he popped positive, tested positive for xylazine. So it's kind of a – he had no idea. And it was kind of a wake-up call on that substance, that cutting agent. It's used as a tranquilizer or referred to as trank dope. That has become a popular agent as a cutting agent in these substances. And I'm sure for everyone listening, you can Google the pictures on what it's led to as far as open sores and not healing and individuals. You know, we have several friends that have had that substance impact them and sores on their arms. Mm. It's pretty scary stuff. And also, 2 weeks ago, I was in a conference learning about from the toxicology side of things where the substances were being tested that were confiscated, whether from, you know, arrests or someone being pulled over or just substances off the street to see what's in those substances. And methamphetamine was, in this particular case, was seized from an individual and tested in the county lab. Toxicology report yielded that there was, this is methamphetamine, and yielded there was four or five different type of benzodiazepines, which is like Xanax or Klonopin or Valium. Right. There was an erectile dysfunction substance. There was a hydrocodone substance, which is often in painkillers or Vicodin for individuals to know what that, you know, household name is. So the moral of the story was there was about 5 to 8 different types of substances in what was supposed to be methamphetamine. And this was the case on several different situations of substances, whether it was fentanyl. This they had even a greater amount of different substances that was in this fentanyl. And it was a wake-up call for myself. It was a really scary moment thinking, we've all heard that statement, you know, whether our grandma, our father, our mother, brother, sisters said, you don't know what's in that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment. When it resonated most, when you seen how much of different types of substances was in what, you know, they thought might have just been, I don't want to downplay it, but just methamphetamine, just cocaine. It was pretty scary to hear.
We have to wrap up the segment for time purposes, but before you guys go, one lasting message that you would like to convey to the audience who, again, can check out the Illinois Recovery Center at IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com.
Yeah, call. I mean, fan page, DM me, call the number, and just ask questions. And if you want to come out, we'll walk you around and break any type of stigma that you may have if you're the one struggling or if it's your loved one. I highly advise to have a conversation and be open-minded, and you might – might save a life, whether it's your own or your loved ones. And then, you know, the good news is that, you know, Mr. Licks can't afford good drugs.
Mr. Licks cannot. So he is
And he's monitoring, you know that. IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Chris, Eric, thank you as always. Thank you so much for coming in.
Excited for this email today. How's that going?
Wonderful. Huge. Jackson, I guess you're filtering. I don't know if you can filter, but he's filtering all while getting ready to do the Little Piddles Thursday throwdown on Balloon Party. So
good luck.
Guy's
with
busy over there.
The suits.
Yeah. Good luck with the suits. There he is. That's Chris and Eric from the Illinois Recovery Center. IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com is where you can get help and work with the great people at Illinois Recovery Center. Longtime sponsor, TMA. And Michael, we've both been there. It really is super impressive.
I've been to a lot of those types of places for good reasons and for my own reasons. And it really is an awesome facility where I think people can get better and do it in an environment that, like I said, is clean, it's modern.
Yeah.
The cafeteria is really cool. The gym is huge, and, I mean, it's a great spot. So if you're trying to get healthy, that's definitely a place to check out.
It is Illinois Recovery Center, IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Let me tell people about our sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour, Schaefer Door Company. Schaefer Door Company, SchaeferDoor.com. It's SchaeferDoor.com. You can call or text a number that they set up specifically for our audience, which is 636-782-3608. That's going to get you the quickest response time. They service all kinds of garage doors, both new installs and service. And they also service commercial doors as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. And then another thing, and people dealt with storms in the area last night, if you have hail damage, they have a ton of experience in working with you or your exterior roofing company handling your project to repair hail damaged doors. They've done over 100 doors this year already from the hailstorms that came through, and they will do at least 50 more before all the damage is repaired. It's Schaefer Door Company, SchaeferDoorCompany.com, SchaeferDoor.com, and Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. 636-782-3608. It's Schaefer Door Company. Sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour. All right, how's the filtered file looking, Jackson?
Strong to quiet.
Is that right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And Young, I'll be doing a whisper simulcast of today's fan pin bracket draw. That's 11:30 on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Guests include Ken Strode, who is not invited to participate in the main broadcast, took it personally and wants everyone to know about it. My unwitting neighbor and some foreigner whose place I ransacked after he doffed his cap to me on his way out the door. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin, a.k.a. ASMR Cheddar Cheese. Won a special guest pass to said simulcast. Email in the grill 111 at AOL.com with a couple nice compliments for the Strode man, who had himself a good pout in the opening segment. I'll start. That Masters hat is 30 years old.
Yeah, it is. And the reason that I brought that up is not to pout. It was people will turn on the YouTube channel and say, oh, look, Iggy's not there. He never wants to work. So I'm covering myself.
If you would have been invited, you'd be there.
Yeah. Sure. Not sure I wore a tie, but
tie was not necessary.
Can't the invitation still be extended?
Yeah. Of course.
No,
yes.
No, I was excluded the first time, so you can't come back now because I said something.
Plock, are you wearing a tie or are you going open
collar? Yeah, I got a tie.
Nice, nice. KG, you got a tie? What do you got going?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be dressed to the nines.
Well, this is going to be a hell of a broadcast. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. YouTube.com/TMASTL. Excited to see who's in the pod with me and the Pope. I don't know if I could ever win this thing, Michael. I want it. You know I want this more than anything.
I'm sure it's high on your list.
Well, Van Ruin and Knapp, both even after one.
There it is, your Masters update.
Pars at one.
That'd have been a hell of a side bet, a prop bet. Like you pick Eric Van Ruin because you know he's teeing off first with Knapp and a twosome. Will Eric Van Ruin ever have the outright lead at Augusta?
Well, there you go.
Good chance. He makes birdie at two, especially.
Two's gettable.
New
tee box, Michael.
Now there's another three guys teeing off now, so one of those guys birdie and he doesn't. Before he does, he doesn't have the lead.
I'm sure Vegas has a prop bet like that.
I'd bet no.
Nice. I just wanted to let you know that it has started. I saw 19 minutes ago they had the
balls in the air is what they said.
Ceremonial tees.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Maiden Maith? Anybody know what that means?
I know. I saw the first line, and I have no idea what that says.
I was born Lithuanian, but I identify as Irish because I want to be like Tim. But this email is about my gravitation to the big fellas, which explains my lifelong attraction to Craig Stadler. It was the strangest thing. I had always struck out with girls, but then in 1982, I was watching the Masters, and Stadler was making a run. I was glued to the TV whenever he came on, and I just started treating my body like it was an amusement park. My buddy Cliff's dad came walking in, and I thought, oh boy, now I'm caught. But that big old stout truck driver looked in my eyes and said, be with me now. He had a hot cup of coffee and a smile. He was wearing a dress.
God almighty.
He hadn't worn in a while. There was a difference in his laughter, a softness in his eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a golden griffin could recognize. When I told him that I had never, he softly whispered, that's all right, and then I watched his hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been a summer when I've ever learned so much. And that is the story of the time my buddy Cliff's dad renounced my V card with backdoor penetration. Some clawed balls.
He loves the walrus.
Nice.
Doesn't he?
He's making a comeback after a quiet couple of months.
How does he not mention the walrus there? I mean, he mentioned Craig Stadler, but the walrus needs to come up.
Let's see. I don't know what this means. The European Central Bank is the biggest cock of a central bank of all time. They will not do a damn thing to their interest rates until they see what the Fed does first. Or does that make them a simp? I don't know. That's from Mr. Licks.
You got a lot of commercials on golf. Of Golf Rival for some reason.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of investors. I marveled at it. His size, I mean. I had never been with a man as big as him before. I mean, the way he stretched things simply took my breath away. I'll never forget the looks we got on the flight to our honeymoon from Lambert to Branson. The flight attendant had to bring him not one but two seatbelt extenders. His fupa playfully spilled over into the carry-on space at our feet. We dined on Chili's lukewarm warm buffalo chicken wraps at 40,000 feet. God. Some buffalo sauce and blue cheese got to his belly button. I had to go spelunking for it with my boy tongue. Tonight we are going to spoon and watch Caitlin Clark highlights picture in picture with the British Basketball League. Jackson, want to stop by for a quick MMM? Just bring your finest bottle of ranch. That's from Danny Tanner.
We'll be into watching some BBL. Maybe we can keep our hands to ourselves. Mm. And check.
What do my pants and Augusta National Golf Course have in common? Both are absolutely soaked right now. It's more than just simple dampness. I'm absolutely drenched. Hopefully things will get dried out soon and we'll get some balls in the air, but damn, I'm going to need a squeegee. In about 15 minutes, Jack, Gary, and Tom are going to hit their ceremonial tee shots. I encourage everyone in St. Louis to tune in and watch this emotional event. I guarantee you those three old men are going to hit the ball straighter and further than some of the diabetic, riddled walrus people at the Fan Page Club Championship on April 28th. Another reason to tune in this morning is so you can see elderly men bend over when they put their tee in the ground. If the cameraman does his job right, you'll be able to catch a glimpse of Mr. Player's elderly yet rewarding buttocks. Nothing gets me harder than an old man bending over. And how great would it be to see the outline of Jack's adult diaper creating a visible panty line?
Oh, boy.
I've never been to the Masters, but I can only imagine the smell in the bathroom as the patrons release their oversized pimento logs, creating an Augusta totem pole. If I was there, I'd post up in the bathroom all day. Four, please. That's the JV golf coach now crowning.
Just so you know, at the Masters, they have multiple bathroom attendants that welcome you in the bathroom and point you in the direction of the stall or urinal that is open.
How about that?
You're supposed to tip those guys?
Why don't we have that at the Fan Page Club Championship?
I kind of felt like no.
Okay.
No.
Bathroom attendants, as lovely as it is to have a guy put soap on your hands,
No. It's not like that. Okay. They're not handing out mints or washing
They're guides, hands. It sounds like.
They're just pointing you in the right direction and allowing you to come in if it's too crowded when it's time to come in.
Splash of Chanel number 4.
Do they announce? Oh, please. John now taking a poop.
They did not do anything like that, no.
You know, you talk about the Fan Page Club Championship, and you know you got Cletus relieving himself next to the tee box and fingering dudes on the green, and you know you got Chairman Steve who hung out with Learn at the Cardinal game, and you know you got Iggy who's upset with Chairman Steve for posting the picture of Learn on the fan page instead of his personal page. I was listening to TMA in one ear while dropping my kids off at school when Tim interjected, I know I'm married with children and grandchildren, but here is a woman I met at a day game, and my son asked me what's so funny. So I can relate to Wellington having people on the tour asking him what's so funny when he's listening to TMA and he's not sure where to begin. Well, there's this HD2 radio show in St. Louis hosted by an old friend of mine who reads texts from this guy, Madison Hedgecock, who likes to name drop all the guys in the Champions Tour he's having gay sex with, usually at a chain restaurant like Fuddruckers or Ponderosa, while always providing detailed descriptions of the wrenches of senior golfers that he goes down on. Okay, gotta go now and get home to resume my chat with Heidi Fleiss, who I previously said had let herself go, but then immediately realized it might get back to her, so I backtracked and pinned her decline and physical appearance on the government.
Good call.
We've had issues with stuff getting back to other ladies like Lisa Ann and Diora Baird, and as a result, they won't appear on the show. Some loser actually sent Diora Baird a clip of us workshopping how she needs to graduate from playing Hey Diddle Diddle on OnlyFans to hardcore banging with Manuel, while another guy ran off Lisa Ann with a lame joke about cop and then a word that starts with B and rhymes with hockey. That's from Buck Swope. And that's what we have for today's Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day. Jackson, what do you got?
Oh, I'm going with the JV golf coach.
Iggy, what do you got?
God, it was a good bash today. I don't say that very often, but it was a good bash.
You're very critical. You're very critical.
Yeah. I'm with Jackson. JV golf coach was good.
Right, strong.
JV golf coach is shipped the Design Air Heating and Cooling email the day for his second win of the month of April and now tied with Shooter McGavin. Jackson and I are going to head down the hallway and do a balloon party on 101 ESPN. Michael, you're going to head down to Nashville and do ladies.
That's the plan.
You drive down, right?
Indeed.
5 hours, ballpark, give or take?
About four, oh, four and change. Yeah,
really?
It's not bad.
Four and change?
Yeah, four and change.
It's wow.
Very reasonable.
God bless. Well, enjoy the weekend, the festivities.
Thank you so much.
Augusta National, and we assume Scotty Scheffler, but you're keeping a close eye on Sahith Theegala.
I don't know why I like him. I feel like he's in a good place, and he's won already, and he putts well, and I don't know.
I think I have him on my second team that I going to be involved. Mentioned yesterday.
Is he on Iggy's second team, Michael?
I'm not sure.
You liked my second team better.
I did. The second team.
You didn't like the Harris English play.
No, that was kind of out of left field, but that's okay. This is America. He can do whatever he
wants. Absolutely. Maybe this is Harris English's time.
Could be.
I couldn't fit another 7,000 in there that was even better. I was 100 away from putting Adam Scott in there. He was 71.
What about Matthew Pavon?
Yeah. He's had some good finishes with a win, but he tends to take weeks off for some reason.
Goes back to France. Time for us to shut down. Jackson and I are going to head down the hallway for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for KG and O-Town, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Michael Wellington, filling in for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.